Hi, I'm Umar, and I'm 9 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Uma, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Request Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Since Uma gave our introduction today, we are hearing her request today, and she asked for a piece featured in the film 2001, A Space Odyssey, by the composer Richard Strauss. He's a German composer who had a career lasting more than 70 years, but he started with piano lessons at the age of 4 and started composing at the age of 6. The piece we're going to hear today is called Also Sprach Zarathustra, and it was written in 1896, inspired by a book by a German philosopher. That philosopher's name was Friedrich Nietzsche. Zarathustra is also the name of the founder of Zoroastrianism, which is one of the world's oldest religions. The part that we're going to hear is called Sunrise, and it was used in the 1968 film 2001, A Space Odyssey. This is a big, huge, important-sounding piece of music, and a lot of people have used it as background music. For instance, Elvis used it as the opening piece for his concerts from 1971 until his death, or WWE wrestler the fabulous Ric Flair used it as his intro music for most of his career. Now, Uma says she likes it because the combination of all the instruments sounds amazing, and it feels like you're in outer space when you're listening to it. For Uma, here is Sunrise from Also Sprach Zarathustra, as featured in the film 2001, A Space Odyssey. Andrew Litton conducts the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Andrew Litton conducted the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, performing Also Sprach Zarathustra, featured in the Stanley Kubrick film 2001, A Space Odyssey. Now, kids commuters, it's time to check in with our Quizlet. All week, we'll ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. This week, we are decoding a phrase of something you might say on the last day of school. Every day, we'll give you the phrase in a different language and ask you what it means. We heard on Monday, the phrase is Subarashi Natsuo Sugosu. We heard on Tuesday that in French, it's Paso un bonite. And now in Spanish, this phrase is Que tengas un excelente verano. What is this wish for the last day of school? Let us know. Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. Thank you, Uma. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.